cd.kingston on Instagram. As summer winds down, KPP Concerts is keeping it hot this fall with a stacked lineup of great concerts at the Broom Factory this September. On September 12th, check out Mountainhead, and then Colorado on September 14th, and Punk Icons Propaganda on September 15th. Don't miss Hamilton's The Dirty Nil on September 19th, followed by The Brokes tribute to The Strokes on September 20th. And then on September 26th, check out Petit Beliveau and Neo Folk Icons Bridge City Sinners on September 27th. The month ends with Yukon Blonde, The Night of September 28th at Broom Factory. All shows are co-sponsored by us here at CFRC 101.9 FM, and for a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Welcome, fans of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect, and it's episode 691. And if you're a regular listener, you may have noticed we're straight into it without our usual drawn-out intro. What do you think? Better? Let me know. This episode focuses on proto-punk, and we're launching straight into it with a band called Electric Love out of Charlotte, North Carolina, released on Charre Records. The label itself, out of Fort Worth, Texas. This is from 1968. It's called This Seat Is Saved.
Show, and in my seat I can't remain to release this pressure from my brain. It's been a year ago today since my girl walked away. She was sitting in a chair next to mine. I didn't see her when she walked away, and I don't know where she went, even till this day. TC and Mary Sue said they saw her run out the door. She never lifted her head, she just stared down at the floor. I've searched for her since that day, and I do feel so concerned, and I know I'll never be happy again till she returns. So when I go to a party or a dance, I sit by myself. I save the seat next to mine and hope she'll come back just like she left.
They're really bad.
Retrospect.
Yeah.
this is Brian from Stone Ridge, New York, and I'm loving the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Keep the good tunes coming, Phil.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 691. We're focusing on proto-punk. We got the show underway with a band that you can see up on the Retrospect socials. Find us on Facebook and Insta, primarily. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. They're called Electric Love out of North Carolina. 245s released both in 1968. We had the A-side of their first one, This Seat Is Saved. Then The Rejects. This is a band I've seen described as being out of Rutland, Vermont, or Keene, New Hampshire. The Rejects, B-side of a 45 off their 3 Hours Till Dawn 45, track called Hard Workin' Man, released on a label called Daska in 1967. And the set wound up with, track everyone's got to know, third single from the Kinks, 1964, You Really Got Me, as done by The Younger Generation. Group of kids from Oyster Bay, Long Island. Not together for very long at all, band members included. A retired music teacher called Jim Dean from the Mount Sinai School District on Long Island. He'd been part of a band called the Gold Tones with Randy Langione. The Younger Generation, You Really Got Me. This podcast is a labor of love, and if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work and shout me a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRPHILGREY. Cheers. Appreciate it. Let's get back into the show. Well, head to the UK now. So you might not want to call this proto-punk. Let's call it the harder end of freak beat. The band is called The Hairy Ones. Now, they're actually just a studio project put together in London for a French EP recording. The same four songs were issued as double-sided singles in Austria. Tracks including The Stones, Get Off My Cloud, It's My Life, Ring Dang Do, and this one. Retrospect favourite, this is Glory.
Gotta tell you about my baby. And now it's our moonlight serenade, Space Age.
September, coming soon on Retrospect. Freakbeat and proto-punk from the UK and the US. We had the Hairy Ones top of the set. Studio band formed in London to record a French EP. Musicians including Jimmy Page. Then, classic from the Monks. Group of American GIs stationed in Germany. Amazing band, the Monks, with Space Age. And we wrapped the set with the Bonnywell Music Machine, aka The Music Machine. The Bonnywell Music Machine, their second and final album, Released on Warner Brothers, 1968. Blending garage and psychedelic rock. Well, on this album, more of us emphasis on psychedelia. Partway through the recording, all of the band members, except for founding member Sean Bonniewell, departed, but did appear on those tracks. So from the Bonniewell Music Machine, Bottom of the Soul, a demo version of that track.
Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
We're heading back over to the UK for the In Crowd, that previously been known as 4 Plus 1, the band out of London. Eventually, they became the band Tomorrow. Very much hyped by British DJ John Peel, who featured them a number of times on his Perfumed Garden radio show. So from the In Crowd, Things She Says. This is the B-side of a Parlophone 45 released April 1965. Hey!
Starting in 1965 with This Empty Place and culminating with songs like I Feel Good, Paint a Man, Do What You Gotta Do, Maureen, Let's Think of Something, that all charted in the top 10. Phil's going to play you one of our hits from the 60s.
Thank you. blast when your eyeballs pop at the wild blasting music that has the whole country hopping. And the wild blast-off girls who have the musicians popping the strings on their guitars. Blast-off girls. This picture is so hot it literally vibrates on the screen. Jumping young teeny boppers get with it to the savage beat of the big blast. Blast-off girls. Nobody will fall asleep watching this picture. Here's Boogie Baker, king of the rock group. Boogie never blows his cool, no matter how hot the music blasts. Meet the blast-off girls, a red-hot mob of rambunctious tiger kittens on the prowl. They are the fire that blows up your blood to the boiling point. It's a gas, a jam-up, the blast of the year, a riot of color, excitement, and fun. It's what's happening, baby, and it's happening right here. If you've been wondering what it's all about, here's your chance to get with it and ride it to the top. See it here. Blast-off girls. You'll have a blast.
I'd like to dedicate this song to our manager, the illustrious Boogie Baker, who has done so much to for us. Ready, boys?
Yep.
A one and a two and a...
So obnoxious.
Retrospect. We'll be right back.
This is episode 691 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We started that set in the UK with The In Crowd. Then, here in New Zealand, Larry's Rebels, but a classic Kiwi proto-punk from this band formed in Ponsonby, part of Auckland in 1964. Fronted by Larry Morris, the late Larry Morris. Larry's Rebels with Painter Man. Then, something super cool. The band is called The Big Blast, aka The Faded Blue. It's a little track taken from the film Blast Off Girls. It is called Go F Yourself, My Friend. Now, I've seen part of that film. It seems to be a scene where they're talking about their manager. Cool track. Lifted that from volume 15 of the Forgotten Things compilation series of unreleased acetates and things. Then wrapping the set, Larry and the Blue Notes from Fort Worth, Texas, formed in 1962. Part of that very flourishing Fort Worth scene, often described as the Fort Worth teen scene. We had that proto-punk anthem, In and Out, which appears on Teenage Shutdown, The World Ain't Round, It's Square, Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 1 and Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 3. Larry and the Blue Notes, In and Out.
It's genius. It's pure genius.
Well, proto-punk isn't really a phrase used to describe global garage music, but I pulled together a selection of more fitting tracks for this week. Starting off in Japan with The Spiders, one of the great group sounds bands, formed in 1961 in Tokyo, had a lot of hit singles, were in a number of films, they toured Europe, they toured the States in 1967. This is Dynamite.
This is Catherine River Sage, and I'm delighted to be on the Retrospect Garage Punk Show with Phil Gray, where it's not just the lyrics, it's the beat. We'll be right back.
you are listening to this kind of dirt, I mean, if you've got pictures of these trashy people, if you're reading these dirty magazines that promote this kind of stuff, this altar just fits your needs.
Global Garage, starting with the Spiders, Dynamite, then Conjunto El Opio, off the Back to Peru Volume 2 compilation series. Conjunto El Opio, Peruvian band, the track called Pusher, actually released as a 45 on Odeon del Peru, not until 1972. Follow that up with an Italian track from Augusto Righetti and his Charlie's Team, 1966-45 on Carosello Records. They had a bunch of releases in 1966. This, I believe, their third one. Basta un ciao, A-side of this 45, out of Italy. Psychedelic September, coming soon on Retrospect. Continuing with Global Garage, we head to Mexico for Los Ovnis, one of the great Mexican bands. This is titled El Ovni. Alternatively, you can call it Baby Please Don't Go.
Sucedió algo raro fue. Qué susto me dio. Algo volador en el cielo vi, luego se perdió. Luego regresó. La puerta se abrió, alguien descendió y un sonido raro fue el que se escuchó.
Locutores de Ovnilandia, y hemos venido por ustedes para presentarlos ahorita mismo en nuestro programa Agogo.
¡Pero no podemos!
¡Ah! ¡Se niegan! Han de saber que si no aceptan venir con nosotros, no volveremos a transmitir más música de la nueva ola.
Oiga, pero de veras no podemos. Estamos grabando.
sé qué fue, algo sucedió, algo raro fue. Lo vi, luego se perdió.
To a certain extent, it is what it is. It's going to burn out.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you. bättre och bättre. Och det har inte varit färdigt. Alla och alla tröjer. Men jag hade det fel. Att det är ett plats för mig. Och då tror jag det är sätt. Och då ser jag att jag har gjort det. I know Mary could walk her. I don't have ever like that. I know Mary could walk her. Oh Lord, I know Mary could man.
And that is more Global Garage in this proto-punk episode of Retrospect. We had El Ovni from Los Ovnis. Followed that up with a track out of Indonesia. Credited to Binyamin S. Now, Binyamin S was Binyamin Sueb. He's an Indonesian comedian, actor and singer. Released apparently 46 studio albums and acted in 50 films. I don't know much more about him, but he appears on volume 1 of the Java compilations of Indonesian music, a track called Digabukin from Binyamin S. Then to Italy again. I Rockings, covering the Brogues' I Ain't No Miracle Worker. I say the Brogues, well, it was written by Annette Tucker and Nancy Mance. Covered by Chesterfield Kings, Chocolate Watch Band, covered by a lot of Italian bands too. 1966, The Bounty Killers, I Corvi, The Bat, I Meteors, Glee Evangelisti, and a whole lot more bands right through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We had I Rockings, their take on I Ain't No Miracle Worker.
This guy, go back to his old shows.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Bringing us to the end of this episode of Retrospect, proto-punk. Remember all those back episodes available? Remember, find me on the socials. You'll find the playlist up on our Facebook and Insta every week. Also on our Retrospect TikTok. Rapping with an instrumental out of, well, the band's described as being from Portugal. I wonder whether they are actually from Brazil. Either way, Portuguese band. Os Titas, recorded for Orfeo. This released in 1963, a 7-inch 45 RPM EP. Orfeo Records, a Portuguese label. Operating between 1956 and 1983. This is Os Titas, Tema para Titas. Catch you next week. That's when we start Psychedelic September. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect. We'll be right back. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's truly not appropriate.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present David Yee, a.k.a. Wolf and Sheep Clothing's latest track, Redefine. The new song began as a guitar-focused composition but gradually drew increasing inspiration from classical music. The piece features Massimo Amodio, a third-year cellist at Queen's University, whose performance includes a melody that listeners familiar with classical repertoire may recognize. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Redefined by Sheep and Wolf's Clothing on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Mondays can be